election fraud stuff is a crock. It's shameful. And it's shameful. And I say that, I mean that, as an American. I'm ashamed. I'm disgusted by it. Stop. Grow up, you. These people literally are vandalizing our democracy and trust in our institutions. I care too much about this nation. I care too much about this country. We're debating democracy in America right now. This big lie, this insurrection, what the hell's wrong with these folks? Grow up. Accept the results. There's absolutely none. It's embarrassing to even respond to that because it's fantasy. They're making stuff up, and it's hurting our country.
What's up, everyone? It's Andres. This one is a bit of an off-the-record coffee break. Local Broker reacts to recall Gavin Newsom. This is not on YouTube because some of the topics here will not be allowed to be discussed, despite the fact that this is actual news. Now, before I get into this, first off, why am I doing it? I did some lives on Instagram, but I didn't keep them live because the nature of the topic is going to, you know, attract attention. And it's like, well, it's time. So now we've moved on beyond it. So I figured, you know what, why don't I put everything together, especially showing what I was talking about in those lives instead of just, you know, just being my face. So that's why I'm doing this. Secondly, for historical record, I did the same thing for what happened in January 2021, earlier this year, because I knew what was going to happen immediately afterwards. The internet was going to be scrubbed. So a lot of my content was capturing the screen of my monitor as I was showing you all the evidence to show that there were a lot of questions that needed answering about what happened on January 6th. And some of that stuff can't be found anymore. Oh, no surprise to me. So with this, I want to put this out there because I'm going to be giving a reaction to the recall Gavin Newsom, that this was a recall that was in the bag for yes before it wasn't. And also kind of dissect why it was important for someone like Larry Elder to run and why some of the candidates were mischaracterizing him. But anyway, before we get to that, let's talk about why the recall was supposed to go through. San Francisco Gate is not exactly known to be a conservative a news outlet. In fact, I can't tell you of a conservative news outlet or a newspaper in California outright. So San Francisco Gate published this and they were shocked. This was August 4th. Shock poll shows Gavin Newsom losing recall by double digits. Oh no, this is significant because they say, oh, 51% of respondents were in favor of recalling Gavin Newsom, while only 40% wanted to keep him. That means another, 9%? They didn't know what to do. They're like undecided or whatever. The reason this is important is because the same group that did the survey, Survey USA and the San Diego Union-Tribune, they did one 3 months earlier in May that found 36 in favor of the recall. Where did the jump in support come from for the recall? Well, people are fed up with this guy. The recall was a grassroots effort, and I interviewed one of those that were in the grassroots effort, Minnie Salinas. If you're not familiar with that interview, I'd recommend you check it out. It is on my YouTube channel, where you can find everything at www.theunionsakeover.com. And it was a grassroots effort of Republicans, Democrats, and independents alike. When it came to this whole thing about raising money for the recall, Gavin Newsom was allowed to spend all the money he wanted to. He wasn't raising any money until the recall became real. Then he raised $80 million over the summer, which was absolutely bonkers. $80 million. In total, all the candidates that were running to replace Gavin Newsom collected maybe about $40 million. But they were also capped at what they could spend. Gavin had zero spending limit on any of the ads, which is why there were way more ads for Vote No on recall and talk about, oh, don't let them hijack. Don't let the Republican recall go through. It wasn't a Republican recall. It was a grassroots effort from the people that were all fed up. But because the Democrat machine controls the assembly, they control the Senate, and of course the executive branch here, they also control the media. They have big Hollywood on their side and big tech. That it was always an uphill battle, but the people were getting a sliver of hope that there was a chance that we could remove this guy. Until the Dem machine realized there's a way they can rig it in their favor. Wayne Root published something on September 13th for the Gateway Pundit, basically a summary of he's a radio talk show host, a summary of some of the things that were done to make sure that even though the recall is successful, it's still going to fail because it's rigged. So this is what was being predicted. That Gavin Newsom will be recalled and Larry Elder will be the next governor of California, except it won't matter because all the massive Democrat voter fraud is factored in. Gavin Newsom will survive the recall and Larry Elder will lose. How? Okay. Here we go. First, millions of illegal aliens are voting in California. Huh? In California, you don't have to prove documentation that you are a citizen or a resident here in the United States to be able to get a driver's license at the DMV. This is California. And when you do so, you're automatically registered to vote. That's why there's a lot of hit and runs here from uninsured drivers. A lot of them tending to be undocumented. And not just that, they don't know how to drive here. They have manners and customs on how to drive in their country. And if you've driven anywhere else, like yours truly has tried, it's chaotic. And if they bring that driving behavior here, not conforming to or understanding how to read these signs, that's where you get a lot of these hit-and-run crashes by uninsured drivers. Second, California has sent out tens of millions of mail-in ballots. Anybody that knows anything about mail-in ballots knows there is no voter ID, there is no chain of custody, and you cannot do a signature verification. And the state of California made sure that they were going to send out a bunch of these because of the COVID to make sure that they can rig it in their favor. But even then, like, there was still hope. And Canada says, no. The candidates were saying that this is still secure even though it's a mail-in ballot, because it's going to be really hard to fake some of these things. Well, I don't think that worked out in that favor. Someone, Wayne Root's fans claim that they received 16 ballots. I'm not taking that at face value. But stay tuned for something I'm going to show you. Fourth, California has ballot harvesting. What that means is anyone collect ballots. Someone can drive around like, oh, here, I'll take the ballot for you. You know, that's what it's harvesting. You're planting a seed and coming later to pick some things up. So let's say it's an apartment building. It's like, I'll deliver all the ballots for you guys. Well, how do you know that they're being delivered? Someone's just being a good Samaritan? What if some of these ballots were not even filled out? Like, oh, they're just thrown in the garbage or whatever, and they're being filled out for the person that didn't vote. Or worse yet, what if in some cases in California where these hole punches were made for the visually impaired, you can see it was a yes vote for the recall and whoever was carrying it was throwing those into the trash can? We don't know. And last, the actual ballots were designed with a flaw. You must fold the ballot to mail it. Computers that scan votes often auto-cancel the name checked on the fold. And guess whose name is on the fold out of the 46 candidates? Larry Elder. What a coincidence. What a shocker. Not necessarily, that's not all the ballots, okay? So I voted in person, but even if I didn't, I have my mail-in ballot. And not all of them are folded that way, but some of the bigger counties with a lot of populations did have the ballots that way, which was a concern. It was making the rounds on Instagram and other places, so people know about it. But that was just a few of the things. Here's another thing, also from the Gateway Pundit, but this one is not, because no one else is reporting it, I'm pulling it from here, because this is from someone running for California Secretary of State. Her name is Rachel Hamm. She spoke to the Gateway Pundit. Here are questions that need to be answered regarding the potential election fraud, she says. What is the number of provisional ballots given out in the 2020 presidential election versus this election? Of the provisional ballots given out, what is the breakdown of party affiliation in both elections? How many are Republicans? How many are Democrats? Blah, blah, blah. Three, how many of these provisional ballots how are these provisional ballots adjudicated? Who is adjudicating them? What is the outcome of the adjudicated ballots? We must know the percentage of mail-in ballots accepted versus provisional ballots being accepted in both elections. Yes, that's why I say audit every state. If Newsom is easily winning the recall election, then why did he ask Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to travel to California to campaign for him? Rachel Hamm said, or asked in this case, which is a true point, because if this was a shoe and it was a landslide victory, why did he need the most unpopular president of the United States to be here? And Kamala Harris, the most unlikable person, she couldn't even muster 1% of support for her presidential campaign in her home state of California and dropped out of the race before the California primary so she could save face. But she's supposed to be the most popular vice president. And where are these 81 million voters of these people? Everywhere Biden was going here in California, including Long Beach, Trump supporters were showing up. That is shocking, honestly. Like, what? Even Long Beach? Yeah. So where are they? But anyway, that's a story for another time. Okay. This is from the family of Ashley Babbitt. This is on her Twitter. Who is Ashley Babbitt? Ashley Babbitt is the an American that was murdered in cold blood on January 6th, one of the casualties of the January 6th riots. Yet, she got her mail-in ballot. The kind of expected because the voter roll wasn't cleaned up. But two more ballots allegedly arrived to her address. These three California ballots were mailed to Ashley Babbitt's address. She is deceased, and the other two people don't live at her address. Please get this to the right people, said the For Ashley Twitter account, and posting picture evidence of that. And that could be, because there's some people that saying that they did get multiple ballots. I, in my case, did not. But I'm in Orange County, which is, I don't know if they deal with voter rolls on a county level here in California, but it's not like that over here. This, however, was duh, but it's not for all of them, okay? LA, no surprise. Orange County, no, it doesn't work that way. You can shine your cell phone light so you can see this. Yes or no, because that they made it thin on purpose. So it doesn't take much to be able to determine which ones you can toss out if you are rigging an election. Moving on, because I want to wrap this up. I talked about this on my Instagram. San Fernando Valley residents cast provisional ballots due to equipment issue. This was being reported widely. At El Camino Charter High School in Woodland Hills, voters say they were told the computer showed they had already voted, even though these people didn't. I have a friend personally. This one is San Bernardino County. She went to go vote, and she was told that they couldn't find her on the voter roll, despite the fact that she's voted in the 2020 election. What changed from then to now? So they weren't letting her vote electronically. They were giving her a provisional ballot on paper, and she's refused. She wanted, like her husband, to vote electronically. They're in person, they were refusing to let her. So there are a lot of shenanigans that have been going on. And as expected, there was no pipe burst that stopped the counting. But this happened, and I'll just show you. Let me make this thing bigger. Okay, let me just forward a bit. So this is from CNN last night. No on the recall, 4.5 million. Yes, 2.2 million. Let me just forward a bit. Keep an eye on the number. Should it be recalled? Whoa, what just happened there? Let's see it again. There's 4.5 that say no, and 2.2 that say yes for the recall. Let's see what happens in the blink of an eye. Holy smokes. Where did the yes votes go? That's 351,000 votes, roughly. Where do they go? You think we'll get answers to these questions? Because I don't. Lastly, this is the official tally as of whenever I'm recording this. 70% of ballots have been counted. This election isn't being certified until October 22nd, and stuff was being mailed yesterday, postmarked yesterday, and things like that. According to the map, you can see the yellow was yes and the green was no. I have a hard time believing San Bernardino and Riverside counties went with no on this. San Diego, topsy-turvy. Orange County was actually a bit surprising with this in saying no. So you mean to tell me none of the metropolitan areas or the biggest cities had any counties that voted yes? We're talking about Riverside County said no. San Bernardino County predominantly said no. Ventura County said no. Los Angeles County was obviously going to say no. But Orange County said no? This is a conservative stronghold. Now, where was Michelle Steele in all this? How come she didn't come out in support of the recall? We didn't get any of that. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff there. But here's where it was doomed. I showed you that there was a concern. And Gavin Newsom was panicked. This guy was losing it. He was cursing on some interviews because he knew this guy was on the ropes. This guy has presidential aspirations, okay? He's the niece, he's the nephew of Nancy Pelosi. This guy is one of the most wicked, immoral men out there. Can't even respect his own friends' spouses, you know? So this dude had nothing to go for him. But this is when I knew that we were being done for. After that shock poll, This is from the Secretary of State's website of California. Remote accessible vote by mail. This was implemented for the 2020 election and was allowed for use for like convalescence homes and some government public sector things, which made sense for the most part because it wasn't widespread. Then they allowed voters to mark their selections using their own computer technology to vote independently and privately in the comfort of their own home. They made this statewide available to anyone and everyone. Mail-in ballots was already an issue. This is next level fraud. There is no way to verify any of this. You cannot audit this, which is why when I say audit every state, it's to audit the last election to show and expose the system for what it is. They implemented this and you cannot audit this. That's how crazy this is. You can print the ballot from your own home. Download market. A voter cannot submit their selections online. It must be mailed or returned in person. Yeah, absolutely, huh? That's what I mean. This is crazy. They've been planning it for the longest time and they're getting their way and they're trying to do this at the federal level to turn state elections into federal elections where the government controls everything with the For the People's Act. You're not paying attention. You better be paying attention now. So when I knew that the recall was going to go down in flames, I still said go out and vote because that's the only way. That's the only way for people to know as well. Because all this has just come to show, and Democrats and independents alike here in this state, not just Republicans, realize, holy smokes, there's a rigged system here. Yeah, no dust, Sherlock. It wasn't just Trump supporters that were complaining about it. And some Republicans said that there was no fraud that took place in the 2020 election either. Well, Larry Elder was one of them. Said he didn't challenge the results of the election. Did he have questions? Probably. I mean, but publicly, you can't state with definitively that there was fraud without so-called evidence. The evidence was staring people in the faces. But still, even then, with all the shenanigans that went down, more questions than answers, then there should have been more calls by powerful people with big voices to demand audits. Like the insanity of just trying to audit Maricopa County, Arizona. Watch the dominoes fall once that results come in. And believe me, there's a lot going against it right now. So hopefully this thing does bear out. But then keep an eye on Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, maybe Michigan. I don't think Nevada's going to get any traction. California, no chances of this happening here. That doesn't mean we shouldn't demand it. And now this has shown all sides of the aisle that this kind of crap is happening. And that this dude said, oh, these people got to grow up. There's all this fraud talk. It's just ridiculous. It makes me sick. Well, Gavin, you just pissed off everyone, not Republicans. It's about Democrats and independents alike. You did that. And now you think, oh, I know we voted no on the recall, but it will also reflect on what they voted yes for. Yeah, I know. Retribution. You're going to come down super hard on California residents. The election for the gubernatorial race is next year. You are not going to serve a second term unless these systems of cheating remain in place. And assuming you're the one that's going to be running for re-election. But more people need to stand up between now and then to demand answers for the shenanigans that happened here, because left and right wing media were all covering the shenanigans that were happening here. Local media, people are aware of this. So that was the advantage, or the obituary, you can say, in this recall, in that it exposed further the system. And now one of those big voices, Larry Elder, who got the lion's share of the recall vote, said that didn't bring or any challenges to the 2020 election. Use that voice, Larry. Use that voice now, because you saw firsthand, that even the most secure election can be taken from you. Now, Larry Elder, you didn't get the support from all the Republicans. You're considered a libertarian. You said it yourself in a lot of interviews. I follow your radio program for a long time. Doesn't mean I listened to you religiously, because no, I didn't. Rush Limbaugh was my guy, and you both were competing in the same time slot here in the local affiliates in Los Angeles. Still, you're someone I respected, and I definitely started listening to you more during the Obama years, because you're the voice that mattered to me over, you know, the usual suspects like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh. And I wanted to hear more from you. It just felt, it resonated more with me because we both come from the same area, South Central Los Angeles. You're the sage, I'm just a dude. just a dude from South Central Los Angeles. Well, what I wanted to get at is, though, I'm so glad you ran. We needed that spark. We needed that oomph. And I know that took the wind out of the sails of a lot of other Republican candidates that wished for that kind of attention. They weren't getting it. This recall was dead on arrival without someone of your caliber. So for those of you candidates that were upset about Larry Elder or were trying to expose him as a fraud or a rhino, including you Republicans or GOP that didn't stand behind Larry Elder, which upsets me, you don't know Larry. He's been a public figure for the longest time. The difference is the dude speaks his mind, unlike politicians that try to watch themselves whenever they try, you know, to navigate the mental gymnastics or political correctness. He's been out there 20 plus years in radio, television even, written books, columns. He's been everywhere, everywhere. And now it's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this about him. No, that means you never listened to this guy. LA Times had never covered a book that he's released. LA Times never done an expose talking about, oh, look at the this person that came from the hood that was able to reach this level of success. None of those puff pieces for him. Just that he's the black face of white supremacy. He is attacked by a white woman wearing an ape costume with eggs. And no one calls out the racist hate crime for what it was. Instead, a different photograph to make it look like the female altercation that Larry Elder had was maybe him slapping a woman. That he was embracing the woman that invited him to Venice Boulevard to go look at the homeless encampments. That was the picture you used, LA Times. Disingenuine. It's disgusting. And you knew, LA Times, you knew when you interviewed Larry Elder that you guys just wanted to do a hit piece on this dude. You guys are disgusting. Not just fake news. You're propaganda. And you're the enemy of the people. But this was necessary for Larry Elder to be in it, to give the recall that bump that it needed. And also the recall, despite that in August, it really turned in. I knew I saw it, like, crap, there it is. The system was rigged against the people here. When I saw that, it's like, well, I hope it's exposed. And with Larry having tossed his hat in the ring right before the deadline to apply, and if it wasn't for Dennis Prager, he wouldn't be running. Why did the dude want a pay cut? Why did he want to go do everything he didn't want to do? The dude did not want that kind of attention because he didn't need it. But we're supposed to believe that that he wasn't fit for this. No, the dude would have been a really good fit. And who knows? I don't know. Did he like this? Is he going to run for 2022? I have my eyes on other candidates that I like to see more of. And this is a bit of a bias, but I do like Diego Martinez. He's got outstanding ideas. I don't know all of his ideas. There's some things that I don't think are achievable at all, but at least they're ideas that are grounded in more realism than others that are just flippantly giving blanket political statements with nothing to back it up and know that it's impossible to get. And I'm sorry, you're not going to get far. But I had other candidates that ultimately didn't come on because one did not make the recall ballot, so he backed out. And there's another one that I backed out from inviting. I didn't know Major Williams was a major fraud, so I'm glad that he didn't make an appearance on my show. And if I see him running again, I'll have to call him out for what he is. So that's the long and short of that. I am not opposed to Larry Elder running again per se. What I want to see Larry Elder do, though, is use his voice to bring attention to what just happened. Not exactly yet, maybe. I haven't seen the news. I don't know what he might have said or didn't say. I just saw like a ticker just now where Gavin Newsom reacts strongly to what Larry Elder said. I don't know what he said yet, so I don't know what that is. I'm not going to look it up or edit this. I'm just going to say this. I don't want Larry Elder, unless he has the definitive proof of the shenanigans that he can take to court, fine, do it. Otherwise, it's just a losing legal battle without anything else. I would say, use your influence and power to bring attention to demand audits in the state to remove the rigged systems in place. Otherwise, there will be no other Republican voted in here. And 2022 is not going to look good for Republicans here in California. Anyway, that's all I got to say. Thank you so much for watching this episode of Off the Record, Local Broker Reacts, Coffee Breaks to the Recall Election. Coffee's cold now. Thanks so much for watching. I'll see you in the next one.